Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. A little later in this hour, this half hour, you will hear Ruben Amaro Jr., the former GM of the Phillies.
Right.
Bite the hand that has fed him and his family his entire life. He will, and he has every right to. Baseball is in crisis right now, whether they know it or not. But on the line with us right now, this guy's got so much great stuff at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Al, every day when I see a Ruben Frank story, I know I'm going to learn something about a game I've been watching. He's got more than we got, and he's on the line with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys.
All right, Rube, before we get to all the football stuff, I would be remiss because you are also extremely educated on basketball and you are very up to date on what's going on with Ben Simmons. How should the fans welcome Ben back?
Well, I mean, considering everything that's happened, I expect an appropriate welcome that'll be, you know, unpublishable and unviewable on TV. So hopefully they come up big.
I hope you're right. Can you recall a Philadelphia player who's done more to alienate the fans in this city than Ben has?
Well, there was a quarterback not too long ago who,
Carson,
you know,
Wentz?
Didn't do himself any favors. But no, I think Ben's an all-timer on this. It's going to be. You know what? He better play at a much higher level than he did in the playoffs if he's going to ever win people back around here. I don't know how he's going to do it.
All right, let's get to the birds because you got some amazing stuff. I'm just going to start with a general question, Ru. How well coached is this football team?
This is not a well-coached team right now, as anyone can see on the offensive end, certainly. But you know what's interesting is that I think Sirianni's a good coach from Monday to Saturday. You know, he seems to have the guys ready. They seem to play hard for him. You know, when you come back from 12 points down on the road against a 3-1 team, that means that, you know, the players are listening to the coach. They believe in the coach, and they're playing hard. So that said, this offense is a train wreck right now, and it's not getting better. And, you know, I think we're getting toward the point where we have to start wondering if Nick Sirianni can call plays in the NFL, because I haven't seen any evidence that he can do it successfully. And there's other play callers on this staff, and, you know, we're getting to the point where we might need one of them to take over.
You know what's great, though, Rube? If what you said is true, and he's really good from Monday to Saturday, this game is Thursday. Maybe he'll be good in this one. Rube, here's
That's
the
a
thing.
Fair point.
Rube, you got to hear this stat that Rube's got. This stat blew my mind. So the Eagles, on their running game, fifth in the NFL in yards per rushing attempt, but 26th in actual rushes. Explain this to me, would you, Rube?
Yeah, and if you take out quarterbacks, if you only look at running backs, they're fifth in the league in rushing yards and last. They have 69 carries all year by the running backs in five games.
Right,
like they're under 14 carries a game. That's historic. That's never happened in the history of the league. And that's what we talk about when we talk about bad play calling is Miles Sanders is an incredible weapon. We've seen it for 2 years. He's a playmaker. He makes plays down the field in the passing game and the running game. And Nick can't figure out can't figure out how to use them, so he just doesn't use them. And it makes no sense because they don't have enough weapons to ignore one of their best ones.
You know, I got a guy who ended up in a hospital when he went second and two, and he tried two passes, and they both ended in sacks. Rube, a guy ended up losing consciousness when this happened. So I ask him the next day about it, and basically what Nick says is, yeah, I guess in retrospect, I don't get the sense that he's wired to ever actually run the ball. That it's almost, you know, a consolation every once in a while to do it. Do you get the sense he is at all seeing the run as an actual weapon in his offense?
No, it doesn't seem that way. And, you know, I think a lot of people share that guy's maybe not quite such a violent reaction, but I think everybody kind of feels the same way. I mean, it's like, I'm not a guy that believes you have to run the ball 30 times a game, but you have to do it enough that the defense doesn't know what's coming from play to play, because if they know it's coming, they can tee off on you. And you're right. It seems like when he runs the ball, it's almost like, all right, I run 28 straight pass plays. I got to run the ball. I'll throw in a courtesy run, and then I can run the ball, and I can throw the ball another 29 straight plays. I mean, it doesn't seem like it has a place in what he's trying to do. It's just something he'll throw in, you know, to shut people up for 5 minutes. But that's not how you run an offense. And you know, the good teams in the league run the ball enough, at least to keep defenses off balance and keep people guessing. And you have a young quarterback who's made 9 starts in his career. You keep the pass rush off him. I mean, there's so many reasons, and we all know him. And it's infuriating that he just refuses to do it.
All right. The offense is not well coached. How about the defense, Rube?
Yeah, I think the defense will be fine. I mean, they just don't really have players. You see what happens when guys make plays. You know, Slay gets a couple picks. They get some pass rush, you know, for a change. The whole D-line, actually, not just Hargrave. And, you know, they hold the Panthers to 16 points. So 3 out of 5 games they've held the opponent to, you know, held the opposing offense under 20 points, under 18 points. So the two guys that have lit them up have been Dak and Mahomes, who do that to a lot of people. So I think they have a chance to be a pretty good defense. They need players. I mean, they need an infusion of young talent on this roster on the defensive side. They just don't have it. You know, their best players are older guys like Slay and Fletcher. And, Fletcher is one of their better players anymore. They just don't have any. So I think the defense will be fine if they can take those 3 draft picks and use at least 2 of them on defense next spring. They'll have a chance to be a pretty good defense. They are well coached. I think Gannon knows what he's doing. He's doing the best he can with what he has.
All right, I'm going to have to argue with you now because I have never heard a coach say what Jonathan Gannon said yesterday about the next opponent. He did all but concede tomorrow night's game. I have never heard it. Now, it is Tom Brady, I grant you. They are the defending champs. I give you that too, and I agree with you. They're probably not going to win the game. But listen to this.
You know, I wanted to do a bunch of stuff on Monday. We don't have any full speed reps. So throw that out the window. Like, this would be great, you know, this new coverage. Well, you know, how are we going to practice it? So really, ultimately, the challenge for us is really being mentally fresh.
Ruben Amaro can't believe what he's hearing, Ruben Fred.
I've never heard that.
And the guy basically said, I don't have time to prepare for Brady. We're probably screwed. That's the way I read it. Am I reading this wrong, Rube?
Yeah, I mean, he was just making the point that they don't have a full practice this week because of the short week. So they had a walkthrough yesterday. They had a walkthrough Monday. So they're not putting in, you know, an entire new defense for Thursday. But they'll be ready. He's probably not the most polished interview, but I mean, he's a. I mean, sometimes he says stuff that he regrets, but I think we probably all do that.
All right, Rube, then let's get to the bottom line here because you have a lot of faith in him, not so much in the play calling. Who do you like tomorrow night, Ruben Frank?
Well, yeah, I mean, the way Brady's playing, you know, unless his hand injury, if you get Blaine Gabbert, I like the Eagles, but, you know, I mean, there's – I don't know how you slow down Brady with this defense, honestly. I mean, you know, look, the defense is just not equipped personnel-wise to face a guy like Mahomes or Dak or Brady. And the good thing is that once you get through this game, you know, things will get easier. But it's a tough matchup. I mean, I don't know how you slow them down with what you have, with the personnel they have. They just don't have players on the defensive side.
Ruben Frank leaning toward the Buccaneers tomorrow night.
Leaning? He fell over.
Ruben, love you, man. Thanks for everything, pal. Ruben,
all right, guys.
I'm going to go back to the stat. Ruben Amaro, all right? Can you help me with this? Yeah. So you are very effective running the ball.
Yeah.
And you are missing three of your linemen, but you still have maintained a level of success running the ball. In fact, fifth in a team in a league of 30 teams, you're elite at running the ball.
Yeah.
You are running the ball more than four other teams in the whole league, and that's primarily because sometimes your quarterback runs it. Is this in any way logical?
It's very confusing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know what
good
the,
at it, but you won't do it.
I don't know what the analysts are saying about it, but it's not the way to think about it.
I will tell you what's going to happen there again tomorrow night. And,
what's going to happen?
For the idiot people that I heard saying, these fans don't know what they're doing when the Eagles are on offense. They have to be quiet. They're going to chant run the ball again.
Yes.
So be ready for it.
They should.
Because they lost their minds. They're
because it's so obvious.
I'm not asking you to run it 50 times a game. Inside the 10-yard line, maybe once.
Ooh, she raised her voice.
Yeah.
You heard that, huh?
That
she raised it.
That was aggressive.
That was aggressive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.